My name is Emma Claire Shockley. I am 13 years old, and today is June 18th, 2019. I am speaking with Cole Shockley, who is my older brother. We are recording this interview in Springdale, Arkansas. Good afternoon, Cole. How's your afternoon going?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you today, Emma Claire?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Let's start with the interview. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
Yes, I have. One year, on Christmas, I bought my family each their own Christmas gift as a little surprise. They weren't expecting it, and I thought it would be fun for me to surprise them with a Christmas gift on Christmas morning.
That's nice. Can you tell me about one of the people who has been kindest to you in your life?
One of the people that has been kindest to me in my life, I would say, is my dad. He always has a happy personality. He's never upset about anything, and he has always just instilled kindness into me.
What are some of the most important lessons you have learned in life? How did you learn those?
One of the most important lessons that I've learned in my life is to always be kind to others, because you never know what someone else is going through. And it is always important just to be kind to others and treat others the way you would want to be treated. And I learned this lesson from my mom.
I totally agree with the lessons you learned. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons the person has taught you?
Someone that has had a very big influence on my life would be my grandma. She has worked on a farm her entire life, and she has always worked hard for what she wants, and that's one of the lessons that I have learned from her, is to nothing comes easy. You have to work for it. And sometimes it takes a long time to get to where you want to be, but if you work hard and you have faith, it will eventually work out.
That's very true. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Right now, in this stage of life, my greatest accomplishment is graduating high school from Springdale High School with a 4.0 GPA. And just being very involved in high school. I was involved in student council for all 3 years, FBLA for 2 years, the IT Academy for 3 years. And I just felt like I was very involved.
That's nice. How would you like to be remembered one day?
One day I would like to be remembered as someone who was always kind to others and was always very friendly, and someone who would never meet a stranger. Like, anyone that I come up to or comes up to me, I'm just comfortable around them.
That's really good. What does your future hold?
My future right now is I'm going to college in the fall. I will be attending the University of Central Arkansas, and I'll be majoring in accounting and minoring in Spanish. And after I spend 4 years at UCA, I plan to come to the Walton College of Business and do master's in international business.
That's very, cool. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
You have always been a wonderful sister, and I am very grateful for you, and I'm grateful that God has put you in my life.
Thank you. That was so sweet. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you would want to pass on to them, and what would you want them to know?
Something that I would want to pass on to them is to always chase your dreams. No dream is too big. If you have a dream in your mind and you truly want to achieve that goal, then go after it and don't stop until you've achieved it.
That's some great wisdom. Is there something about me that you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
How are you always so kind to others?
Well, just because I try to find the optimistic and positive side to things, and I try to be understanding to others and give people chances. So for this question, I'm supposed to tell you what you mean to me. And what you mean to me is you're just a great older brother, and you mean like a lot. Like, I have a very, very, very special place in my heart for you that is filled with love. And I'm excited to see where things go for you and how things work out for you.
I very much appreciate that, Emma Claire. I have loved, don't speak past tense, but I love being your older brother.
Thank you. Is there anything that you have never told me but want to tell me now?
Is there anything that you have never told me but want to tell me now? You know, this is kind of a silly thing, but a couple weeks ago, I used up the last of your contact solution.
Okay, thank you. That's much appreciated, because now I know I need some. Can you tell me a couple of things you want me to understand about you?
A couple of things that I want you to understand about me is that I am very talkative, and I am at times very awkward as well.
Okay, I think I've already figured those things out, but thank you. Why did you agree to do this interview today?
I agreed to do this interview because my mother so generously asked me if I would be willing to help you out, and I said yes out of the kindness of my heart.
That is so very kind of you. Thank you so much. Tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born on May 20th, 2001, and I was born right here in Springdale, Arkansas, and I have never left.
That's good to know. What advice would you give your teenage self, even though you're still a teenager?
Live life to the fullest and never have any regrets.
It's very, very good. Very good. Are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family? Can you tell me about them?
One tradition that we do is we go to my Mimi's house every Christmas Eve, and we have steak and shrimp, and then we gather around and we open our Christmas gifts.
That's fun and festive. One of my favorites. Can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like? The environment and the people?
I grew up in Springdale, Arkansas, and it has been very interesting. I have grown up with both my parents and my brother and my sister, and it has been an interesting thing to do.
How has it been interesting?
Well, you learn that sometimes you don't always get along with your siblings, but you still love them.
Yes. That's very, very, very true. It's just a part of being a sibling. Did or do you like your job?
I do like my job. I have worked at Chick-fil-A for 3 years, and kind of sad I won't be working there during the school year, but I'm glad that I will be able to come back over Christmas and Thanksgiving break to work.
Yes, it's been a very good job for you. Last question. Can you tell me about what role religion played in your life when you were growing up?
Religion has played a huge role in my life. We attend church every Sunday, and I attend a college ministry on Mondays and Wednesday nights. And I have always grown up in the church, and I am very thankful that I have had that strong foundation built in my soul.
Yes. Have you found a church in Conway that you plan on attending?
Not yet, but I plan to find one within the first few weeks of school starting.
That's good. That's very good. Thank you for doing this interview with me today.
Oh, yeah. It's been my pleasure, McClaire. I'm so glad you could have me and ask me these questions.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for helping me out for school, too.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay.